Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. One tactic used by the U.S. government, its trading partners and allies, to hold down the price of gold is to manipulate the price of silver. Usually, gold and silver prices move in the same direction. Therefore, if the price of silver can be suppressed, that will influence gold prices downward. On January 17, the silver price closed on the COMEX Commodity Exchange at $30.11. 2 days ago, it closed at $33.70, an increase of almost 12%. However, the silver market is really even stronger than that. In the COMEX Weekly Commitment of Traders report as of January 17, commercial traders had a net short silver position on the COMEX of almost 102 million ounces. 3 weeks later, on February 7, the Commitment of Traders report showed that the commercial traders' net short position had increased by more than 71 million ounces. The 70% increase in the short silver position is equal to about 10% of annual worldwide new mining supplies. The 70% increase in the short silver position is equal to about 10% of annual worldwide new silver mining supplies. Normally, selling an extra 71 million ounces of silver over 3 weeks would cause the price of silver to plummet. But this short selling wasn't the only recent blatant tactic used to suppress silver prices. At the beginning of February, 1 and 2 month silver lease rates turned negative. Over this past weekend, 3 month silver lease rates turned negative. So not only do borrowers of silver not have to pay any interest to do so, they will actually be paid a fee by the lender. Negative lease rates are an outright sign that someone with deep pockets is trying to push down prices. With the impact of these two tactics, the price of silver should have been declining in the past 4 weeks, not rising. Even though the price of silver has increased from 4 weeks ago, it is still entirely possible that there'll be one significant price drop before silver takes off. The COMEX March 2012 silver options expire February 23. The first day of notice for delivery of March 2012 silver futures contracts is February 29. Therefore, the U.S. government has a huge incentive to hold down silver prices ahead of these 2 days in order to suppress the price of gold. Once we get past February 29, I expect to see some real fireworks as the prices of silver and gold shoot up. Look for them to both break free of the effects of the increased short selling by commercial traders and negative lease rates that have slowed down the rise in silver prices over the past 4 weeks. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.